is a second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Miles.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
Well, I'm calling because I went on a date with this girl, and I haven't been, like, you know, really successful at getting dates a lot, so I decided to do, like, the online thing, and it was pretty straightforward, you know, like, we met up for dinner, and, you know, we were talking, and things were going really well, but I haven't been hearing back from her, so I was just kind of, like, wondering if, you know, you could do that thing where, you know, you'd find out for me, like, she's not calling back.
Real quick question. Are your palms, like, dripping sweat right now as you're talking to us? Because you sound like a nervous talk.
Yeah.
You sound like a nervous... Did you do the nervous talk thing with her?
Yeah, I mean, I get kind of nervous, you know? So it's like, that's why I haven't been... I'm kind of an introvert, so... I'm not really good at that kind of thing, and so this is kind of crazy for me to be calling right now. But I thought, you know, I'd try because I actually really liked her a lot, and we were talking for a while before, you know, we decided to go out, and so I just wanted to know, you know.
All right. Well, you know.
I think it is you. Personally.
That's nice.
I mean, I'm just, you know, sometimes.
Brutal honesty. Great.
He sounds like a nice dude. Just a little fidgety. But, you know what? Hang on. We'll call her up next, all right?
Hello?
Is this Becky?
Yes, this is Becky.
All right. Perfect. Hey, listen, Becky, don't hang up. It's the Get Up Crew from Hot 96.9. It's a radio station calling you up. We just have to ask you something very quickly.
Okay,
so we're contacting you because we were contacted by a gentleman about you. This guy really likes you, and he would love to take you out on a nice romantic date wherever you choose, and we'll pay for it.
Oh, God. Okay. Who is it?
Miles, you actually dated. So it's like a win-win-win because you already went out with him before. He told us about your first date. He said the date went great.
Oh, no. That's not a win-win-win for anyone. No.
Okay.
No, I'm good. Thank you, though. I'm good.
Well, hold on. Okay, before you go, can you just let us know why? Because like I said, he told us about the date. He said it seemed like you had a really, really good time, like you were into each other. Can you just let us know what it was that turned you off so we can pass it on to him?
He showed up to our date, first of all, wearing a giant trench coat and did not take it off the entire date. So
you said a trench coat?
Yes. So that's red flag number one.
Okay.
Why would he take his jacket off while we're on a date? Then he started to pick off pieces of his meal and put it in his pocket. And
is
he homeless?
For later? Is he homeless? Can he not afford this meal? Like, what's going on? And then I swear to God, I saw a little tiny head pop out of his pocket. He was feeding some sort of animal.
He had an animal in his coat?
It was like a mouse or a rat or something, and he brought it with him, and that was it for me. I was done.
Wow. I was waiting for her to say he took off his trench coat and he was naked or something
right.
like that. Hold on a second.
So I need answers here.
Yeah, this is... okay, so Becky, hang on because Miles, I believe he's still on the phone. He was listening to what you were saying.
No.
Miles?
Hi, Becky.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm not into it. Like... You were a nice guy, but I'm just not into it.
Okay, yeah, you're not into it. Miles, can you... What the hell? What was in your pocket?
Look, I have really bad social anxiety, and I have a therapy rat, and he has been... therapy rat.
A therapy rat?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah. It's like I live on a lower budget, so I really can't afford a larger animal. And the last several years, my therapist recommended that I get a therapy rodent, and I've been working with Clarence for about several years now.
Okay,
really I never heard of that.
I told you this dude was crazy.
And his name is Clarence.
it's not like he lives in my coat all the time. Like, I just keep him in my coat when I go out to the store or when I am meeting up with people. And, you know, it's like a lot of the time it's an icebreaker, but I didn't know how it was going to go on a date. And so I just wanted to try and keep it discreet.
Poor Clarence.
Yeah, I mean,
Clarence getting no respect over
talking
there.
Talking about him like he's a person.
I'm sure that, you know, there's a lot of females out there who don't mind rats, but if you really want to break the ice with a woman and you have a therapy animal, a dog usually does the trick. After that, I would go cat. We'll put it this way. I would put rat at the absolute bottom of the list.
Please don't talk like that. He's not like a dog. He doesn't shed everywhere and get filthy. It's like he, like, I would have to clean up after dog shit all the time. And then, like, Clarence only goes to the bathroom, like, twice in my pocket a day. And so it's like,
yeah, very easy to clean
out. All right, well, I'm sorry for what I said about Clarence. And if he's on the phone right now listening to this phone call, I apologize, Clarence. But anyway, the reason we're calling is because we want to see if Becky, if you were down to give my, now that you know that he's not a weirdo who just walks around with a trench coat and steals food, now that you know that he's has a therapy rat, would you be willing to give him a second date?
No, I'm sorry. It's not going to happen for me.
Miles, you still there?
No reaction.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Sorry, bro. It ain't happening.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Hey, I'm not saying don't be competitive. Just you might not want to be competitive on your first date with a member of your date's family, all right? You're going to understand tomorrow morning. At 8:10 right here with the Get Up Crew. Hi, 9-6-7, yeah.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.